Our topic is Bedika. Bedika's before Tashmish, Bedika's after Tashmish. What we're going to do is we're going to take a look at a lot of the Makoros, and then hopefully we'll get to the Shitas Ista Mefarshi and Rashi at the end of the Perek, at the end of the first Perek. We'll get to the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rambam, and maybe start the Shita Sarif. The Shita Sarif is very complicated. So we look at the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Bey, on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Afal Pisha Amru Daya Shaita. In other words, the Mishnah is established at the beginning of Masechta Nida that a woman who has a veset, if she sees dam, we're not mitami halamafreya, but daya shaita. An isha she'ein la veses, she doesn't have the chazaka of orach bizman oba, and therefore we have to be choshesh and be mitame all the trumos and the taros that she came in contact with, meisla eisla mafreya, or since the last bedika, if the last bedika was within meisles. But within the context of daya shaita, of an isha sheishla veset, so even though she's only tmea mikanu lahava, nevertheless, the Chachamim made a takana. Tzricha lios bodekes. She has to make a bedika, as the Mishnah clarifies. Shachris v'arvis ben hashmashos. The bedika of Shachris will clarify that she did not contaminate any of the taros in the last 12 hours, and the bedika of arvis in the previous 12 hours during the daylight, and that was the Takonas Chachon. So we have so far is a bedika for a woman that is misasekes his aska bitaros. Fine. The Mishnah continues, chutz min anida, because anida, if she sees any dam during the 7 days, it's lo milev lo morid. She's tmeya in any event. Vayoshevas al dam tohar, the opposite extreme. Any dam that she sees is tar. So there's no takana of bedikos. And you see clearly from the Mishnah that this takana of bedikos is not an absolute. There are exceptions to the rule. And Mirtz Shem will see the sugya later that if she's yeshena, at least in the case of Anisha Sheishla Veset, she doesn't have to do these bedikas. Then the Mishnah continues and says, Umishameshes Biedim. This means that she needs a bedika to be Mater Halabaila. But Rashi points out, and we'll see it over and over again in Rashi, that when the Mishnah says Mishameshes b'edim, that's only because she's osekes b'taros. Migu, since they were metaken the takona b'dika l'taros, so they were metaken a takona of b'dika l'baila. And l'chora the Mishnah, when it says edim, it means before Tashmish and after Tashmish. Now, obviously, in the case of the Baal, of the Boel, his bedika l'fnei tashmish on his aid is totally meaningless. But li'achar tashmish, in order to establish that she wasn't roed dam achmas tashmish, he's going to have to do a bedika. So we'll need two bedikas. We'll need her bedika after tashmish, his bedika after tashmish. And we're soon going to see that in certain cases she needs a bedik even kodim tashmish. But again, I emphasize that according to Rashi, this is not a separate paragraph in the Mishnah. You don't press the return button. But Mishameshes b'edim is an extension, it's a hemshech of the Reisha of the Mishnah, of an Isha Shosekes b'tarmis. chutz miyosheves al dam toar. Again, in this case, any dam that she sees on the aid is irrelevant, it's toar. And so too, ubisula shedamea tahor. That for a certain period of time after Bila Rishona, all the dam that she sees is assumed, it's attributed to dam besulin, and that's not dam that comes from the makar, and therefore it's not metame. Upamayim tzrichalios podekes. This takana requires a daily bedika, twice a day, b'shachris, in order to be machshir the taros that came the night before, and ubein hashmashos, to be machshir the taros that she had contact with during the course of the day. Then the Mishnah says something which is very ambiguous, has to be understood. As far as Mishameshes B'edim is concerned, Bishashi Overes, when she completes her Hisaskus B'taros, then she needs a Bedika, she needs to prepare herself for the Bedika with Shamesh's base. But again, Rashi sees in this Mishnah the very fact that she needs a Bedika after she was Overes, meaning after she completed Hisaskus, it means that there's no requirement of Bedika if she wasn't Osekes Betara. Even though right this second she's not Osekes Betara, but she's Ru'uya L'Sasok Betara, Betaros. And where does Rashi get this from? That's what we want to figure out. So for that, we're going to fast forward to Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. And about halfway through the Amud, on the Mishnah Pamayim, he tzricha b'dika, that's Shachris and Bein HaShemoshos, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. That's very important to keep a cheshbon of who says what in the name of what. So keep a scorecard. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. And this is the source for Rashi Shita. Lo shanu ela litaros. In other words, an isha hasuka bitaros. So she has to be bodek herself, such that she shouldn't be mitame lamafreya before the zman of bedika. And again, even though we're talking about an isha sheish laveses, which is daya shaita, but nevertheless chachamim made a chash, a chumra, in order to guarantee the kedusha and the tar of truma, because truma tmei is b'sreifa, and they required that she makes a bedika litaros. Amal abayla, Rashi learns if she's not osekes bitaros, muteres, she doesn't need a matir labayla of bedika. So the entire halacha of requiring a bedika labayla is only because they made the takana of bedika litaros. The Gemara says pshita. I mean, why would I think otherwise? The Gemara is not willing to split the Mishnah into two parts and say the first part of the Mishnah is talking litaros and the second part is independent. Labayla, shachris tnan. Obviously, we're not talking about isha labayla because it was isha labayla, be meaningless to require bedika shachris. That's only litaros. So then, what was the chiddush of Shmuel? Ella, I itmar a sefer itmar. The real confusing part of the Mishnah is not the ratio of the sefer, but the sefer of the sefer. And there it says b'shashi overes l'shamish es beisa. She's no longer osekes b'taros. She needs a bedika. L'chora, one could argue that the Mishnah is establishing a matir, a requirement of a matir of bedika live by law, irrelevant and independent of Hisaskus Petara. Om Rav Yudom Shmuel, Lo Shanu Ela B'isha Suka Petaros, Demigu, once they were Mesaken, a Bedika Petaros, then is bayanami, they required, they extended that takana to require b'dikah l'bayah. Aval eina suka b'taros, lo boy b'dikah. The Gemara again is going to ask pshita, but before we get to the Gemara, I just want to make a comment as we pass here, that in our contemporary society, based on Rashi's sheet at least, and then we'll see the other Rishonim, there should be no requirement of b'dika l'tashmish. So I'm not sure, halacha l'maisa, what the minig is. They're probably different in Hagim, but at least according to Rashi, she's not osekes b'taros. Migu doesn't apply. There's no need for a matir l'bayil. Perhaps the first three tashmishim after marriage, that has a different status, and that's based on the Shita Sarif, which is a very complicated Shita. I'm hoping that we'll touch on the Rif before we end. Maika Mashman again, I don't need Shmuel. Tanina, the Mishnah says, Kol Anoshim, this is the Mishnah Daf Tesvav. So let's take a quick look at the Mishnah on Daf Tesvav and the Rashi on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol Anoshim Bechezkas Tara Libalehem. And Rashi says that means Shalohut Belo Bedika. So she doesn't need, and Kol Anoshim Pasha is even an Isha Sheimla Vesas. Shalohut Kara Bedika El Asuka Vitar. So all the Mishnayos that mentioned Bedika are all referring to Asuka Bitaros. So if that be the case, once again, once there's a Cheskes Tara Labaila, why do we need a Bedika? Clearly, Shmuel is right that the only requirement of Bedika is for Osekes Bitaros. So Gemara says, Imimas Nisan Hava Mina Hani Mili Isha Sheesh La Veses. Since she doesn't have the Chazaka, therefore we have to be Choshesh, maybe she saw Dam. And therefore we're going to require since she has a Chazaka, we don't require a Bedika. Aval Isha Sheesh La Veses, and she doesn't have a Chazaka, is Baya Bedika, means Labaila, regardless of whether she was Osekes Bitaros. And therefore she doesn't have Oreach Zman Ba, she doesn't have Zman Kavua. We always have to be Choshesh that she'll find Dam. Says Shmuel, no, even in Isha Shem Laveses is Muteres Labaila Becheskes Tara, and she doesn't need a Bedika. The Gemara says that too is obvious. I don't need Shmuel. V'amas Nisin, after all the Mishnah, meaning our Mishnah here on Daf Yud Aleph, is referring to an Isha Sheyesh La Veses Askina, because it says Daya Shaita in our Mishnah is a reference to an Isha Sheyesh La Veses, and the only requirement of Bedika is because she's Osekes Betaros. So what's the Kiddush of Shmuel? Is Shmuel trying to tell me that you might think that when the Mishnah says that Osekes Betara needs Bedika, that's only referring to an Isha Sheyesh La Veses? But maybe Shmuel wants a Mechadesh that an Isha Sheyesh La Veses does not need a Bedika? Correct? Because we could interpret the Mishnah on Daf Tesvav as referring to an Isha She'en Lo Veses. The Gemara says, can't, that doesn't make any sense. Why? Because Masnisin Bein She'yesh Lo Veses Bein She'en Lo Veses. Our Mishnah was only telling us that even an Isha She'yesh Lo Veses still needs Bedika Litaros Kol She'en V'Kavachomer an Isha She'en Lo Veses. So then the Mishnah clearly is referring to both Yesh La Veses, which is called Daya Shaita, and with a Kol Shkein, Ein La Veses. And therefore, since the Mishnah is referring to both, then Shmuel is telling me l'chora that which is obvious, namely that the only bedikah that was required is because of his haskus b'taros. Gemara says kamashmalon the afal gav the yeshla veses is migo de boy bedika l'taros boy nami bedika l'baila. So the Gemara says that Shmuel's chiddush is that the Mishnah establishes this takana requiring bedika before tashmish in the case of osekes b'tara, and even though yeshla veses, and you would think the takana doesn't apply to this isha, the Mishnah wants to tell you no, the takana applies. Now the Gemara asks another question: va'amar Shmuel chadazimna? Shmuel's already made this statement. The Omar Rabbi Zera. Okay, now this is a different tradition in the name of Shmuel. We're not talking about Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. We're talking about Rabbi Zera in the name of Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiya in the name of Shmuel. Isha she'en la veses asura l'shamesh ad shetivdok. But the Gemara later on at Daf Yud Beis is going to establish that Rabbi Zera's requirement and this chumrah of an isha she'en la veses requiring bedika l'baila, that's only basuka b'taros. And we have to see exactly in the original takana of taros what was the nature of the reason for the chumrah in ein la veses. That's going to be the difference between yishena and era. So the Gemara says chada michlal chavrita itmar. One statement was made explicitly by Shmuel, and the other statement was deduced from Shmuel. Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a brisa to support Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, Bamedra Mamurim. When does a woman need bedika? That's only litaros. Avalabaila, muteres, even without bedika. Let's say he went out on a trip and she was Becheskas Tahora. Aval Hinicha Becheskas Tmeya is La Olam Hibitu Masa Achetoma Lo Tahorani. That's what we said last week based on the Pasuk B'Safrala that she's believed to say that she's Tahora. That's all on Daf Yud Alpha Min Beis. Now we fast forward. The daf yud aleph amin aleph. Boy, mi nei Rab Zera, mi Rab Yehuda. Isha mau shetivzok atzmal abayla. Should we applaud a woman who takes upon herself a chumrah, and even though she's not osekes petaros, she wants to be bodig atzma to be absolutely sure before Tashmish? Is that a good idea or not a good idea? Amalei lo sivdok, bad idea. The sivdok who mabakach, what do we care if she makes this bedik? What do we lose by it? What's the downside? In Cain, libo nakfo uporish. And basically, all the Rishonim here say that he feels, he suspects that she had some sort of gush of Yitzias Dam, and he's not going to rely on her bedika for various reasons. Either because it's a bedika at night, lower and there, that's not a reliable bedika, or because maybe she saw a Tipas Dam, Kechadol, and she doesn't find it on the aid, or maybe because she reused an old aid, and maybe there was Dam on the old aid, and she didn't pay any attention to it, etc., etc., etc. So basically, it's going to be Libo Nokfo. And therefore, we discourage a woman from doing a bedika kodem tashmish. Everything seems to fit into place. Now, if you fast forward to the Gemara here, I would say about two-thirds down the page, or halfway down the page, Omar Rava, the she'ena makayim divicham tznuahu tznuahu delo mikri harasha lo mikri elam harava kol anoshim ha'oskos b'taros chayoves b'bdika zu tznuos is tznuos is ad shebod kubo atzma lifnei tashmish zeh v'yeno bodkos bo lifnei tashmish acher. Who gets the appellation of being a tzanua? That's a woman who insists when she's mekayim this takona, oskos betaros, and she does the bedika, she makes sure that she doesn't reuse a bedika from before. She'll use a fresh, new sadin. Gufa. Amar Rav Zera. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiyah Meshmuel. Isha she'en la veses asura l'shamesh ad she'tivdok. What is this referring to? We know that any statement in the name of Shmuel about a bedika is only referring to an isha shosekes bitaros, and that's Rashi back on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, and Tosus is going to say it in Divrei Maskil Isha. So the Chiddush here, we'll see soon, is Rabbi Hanina ben Antignos. Good. Omalei Rab Zerol, Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiya, Ein lo veses boy bedika, Yesh lo veses lo boy bedika. If we're talking about an Isha Shosekes Betaros, then why do you limit the requirement of bedika to Ein lo veses? Our Mishnah of Dayashaita is clearly referring to an Isha She Yesh lo veses as well, and Kolshkein Ein lo veses. Omalei Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiya answers Reb Zera, there's a chiyuv bedika for every woman, even yesh la veses. But there's a chumra in ein la veses. Yesh la veses, era boy bedika, but yeshena lo boy bedika. In other words, even though Chazal established this takana that a woman who's osekes betaros requires bedika before tashmish, but nevertheless, they were mekil. In the case of a woman, again, you'll ask me, obviously, this takon applies straight across the board. You know, we're not asking, was she osekes betaros? Is she osekes betaros? But they made a separate category called yeshena. Yeshena is enaru uyalasot betaros. Is loboy. But when did they remove this obligation of bedika in the case of Isha Sheyesh Lo Veses, and she's Yishena? Ein Lo Veses, Bein Era, Bein Yishena, Boy Bedika. In any event, again, we prove that we're talking about a case of bedika Litashmish for an Isha Shosekes Betaros. Amar Rava, v'lemale yesh la veses letaros boy bedika labai lo boy bedika. Perhaps we could explain Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiya. This is the first time the Gemara entertains such a havamina, that there's such a thing as a bedika labai lo, even if she's not osekes betaros. And maybe what Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiya was telling Rabbi Zera is that if she's an Isha Sheyesh La Veses, then the only takana, the only requirement of bedika l'tashmish was osekes betara. But in the case of an Isha She'en La Veses, maybe Rabbi Zera was breaking new ground and he was telling us that she, an Isha She'en La Veses, needs bedika l'baila regardless of whether she's working with Taurus or not. Even Labaila, she needs a bedika. Gemara says, Midlo Amalei Hachi, since Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiya did not say that, Shma Minoka Savar Shmuel, he holds in the name of Shmuel, call Labaila Lo Boy Bedika. Again, Rabbi Osa, it's a short-lived Havamina, that maybe in the case of Isha Sheila Veses, she would require bedika labaila even if she's not osekes betara. But the Gemara again quotes the sheet of Shmuel, kol labaila lo boy bedika. That's on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. And now we turn to Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Here's where the going gets a little bit rough.
Torah Rabbanon, about six lines down from the top. The Gemara now brings a braisa that records Machlok Shri Rabbi Meir and Chanina Ben Antignos regarding an Isha She'en Lo Veses. Says Rabbi Meir, Isha She'en Lo Veses Asura L'Shamesh Li'Olo, and therefore Ein Lo Lo Ksuba Lo Peros V'lo Mezonos V'lo Blos V'yotzi V'lo Machzir Olamos. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Again, each clause here has to be understood. It was a Havamina here that since the Kedusha was a Mekach Tos, therefore not only should she forfeit her Ksuba, but at least she should get back the Peros of Nichsei Malug, because the Baal had no rights to those Peros, so let him reimburse her B'Toras Mazik Kamashma. No, that since he was relying on the Ksuba, little did he know that she's an Isha She'en Lo Veses, he doesn't have to pay the Peros and so forth and so on. Well, basically the bottom line is that according to Rabbi Meir, marriage with a woman whose Ein Lo Veses is not something that can be sustained. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos Omer, Mishameshes B'Shnei Eidim, Hein Ivuseha V'Hein Tikuneha. It means the following. Again, we don't know if we're talking about Osekes Petaros. Rashi's going to assume that yes, we're talking about Osekes Petaros. Otherwise, we don't know, we don't recognize, Shmuel says, Kol Labai Laloboy Bedika. And certainly in a case, I'm saying it even in a case of Isha She'en Lo Veses, but other Rishonim are going to disagree. What does it mean? Hein Ivuseha. If she finds Dam on the Bedika before Tashmish, then he cannot have Tashmish with her. If he finds Bedika after Tashmish, then we assume that she was Roa Dam Machlas Nida. But on the other hand, Hein Tikuneha, if she doesn't find Dam, then as a result of the Bedika before Tashmish, she didn't find Dam, she's allowed to have Tashmish with her husband. And if she doesn't find Dam in the Bedika Liachar Tashmish, so then she's not Tmeya. And this is what is going to go on. Okay. Now keep in mind that in this Braisa, we only find two Shitos. There's only Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus. So we don't find, well, Lacha, we're not going to find anyone who passes like Rabbi Meir, that an Isha She'en Lo Veses is Tiskarish. So that's what Shmuel points out over here, about 8 lines up, or 10 lines up from the bottom of the Amid. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha ki Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos. So whatever Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos said in terms of Nisha She'en Lo Veses, that she needs Tashmish with Edim, that's what we paskin like. Ubimai. Well, wants to know what's the case. Iba Suka Bitaros Ha'omar Shmuel Chana Zimba, that Kol Isha Labaila Loboy Bedika, and therefore by passing the Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos in the case of Osekes Bitaros, again you have to add the separate Chumrah that she needs a Bedika even in the case of Yishena, then Shmuel is just repeating what we already know. We heard it from Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiyah in his name. The Ibishena Suka Bitaros, Ha'amar Shmuel himself said over and over again, Kol Abayla Lo Boy Bedika. So how could Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos? The Omer Rabbi Zera, Omer Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiyah of Shmuel, Isha She'en Lo Veses Asur L'Shamesh Achet Tivdok V'yokimna La, right, the Gemara Nomen Aleph V'yasuka B'taros. So then how could Shmuel paskin Allah like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos requiring a bedika labayla, even in the case of Eina Asuka B'Taras. So this is the second time the Gemara raises the logical possibility of a bedika labayla independent of Taras. Now the question is, what's the Gemara's answer? Man de masli ha, lo masli ha. So Rashi learns, mara merchado, lo pligi. Meaning, enochinami. We've got to be talking about a case of osekes petaros. Otherwise Shmuel would never entertain the necessity for a bedika. Because a woman, sheina asuka petaros, doesn't require a bedika. But there were two traditions in the name of Shmuel. And each one was unaware of the other tradition. So Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, up on top of Yud Beis Amid Beis, that Shmuel Paskins, Kirab Chanina, Ben Antignos. And Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiyah said in the name of Shmuel, as we saw earlier, that in the case of Anisha Sheila Veses, we're going to be Machmir. But again, it's all, as we said before, Kimna Dosekas Pataros. So basically, Rabbi Yehuda didn't know about Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiyah. Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiyah didn't know about Rabbi Yehuda. That's this long Rashi, Manda Masni Ha, Lo Masni Ha. But if you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines up from the bottom, Rashi quotes an Is the Mefarshim. And this Yesh Mefarshim has a whole different take on Manda Masni Ha, Lo Masni Ha. And he says the following, V'omar Shmuel Chada Zimna, Rashi says, Liel, du kimna masnisin, diktoni mishameshes b'yedim, basuka b'taros, man de masni ha. But the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, let me just get this straight, make sure I got it right, Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, that Allah is like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, is that li'olam b'she'ena suka. So that's a breakthrough. Meaning, Rabbi Abba certainly understood, Rabbi Abba Yirmiyah certainly understood that according to Shmuel, kol abayla lo boy bedika. And that's the Mishnah later on in Tesvav, they called Nosha Becheskes Tara Labalea. However, here's a chiddush, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, we paskin, Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Chanina. And Rabbi Chanina is afilu b'eina asuka b'taras, and he requires a bedika in the case of an isha sheila veses. Says Rashi v'toim b'dov. I cannot tolerate this pshat. Dim kein kasha Rabbi Yehuda. It was Rabbi Yehuda himself who said in the name of Shmuel, they call a baila eina tzricha bedika. Then only osekes b'taras requires a bedika. So how could Rabbi Yehuda now say that Shmuel Paskin is like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, and therefore even if she's not osekes b'taros, she requires bedika. Therefore Rashi rejects the Isra Mefarsh. Okay. Now, the Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Pei Vav, there's a paragraph that starts Mashma, he quotes the Sefer HaTrumah. The Sefer HaTruma is asking the following question. According to this Mefarshi, who do we paskin like? We have one tradition in the name of Shmuel of Rabbi Yehuda, that we paskin like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, that an Isha Sheima Vesis requires a bedika labayla afilu b'she'eino sekes b'taris. And we have another tradition, Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiyah, on the name of Shmuel, that dafka, in a case of sekes b'taris, she requires a bedika. Says the Sefer HaTruma, this whole requirement of bedika is only derabbanan. Ubederabbanan azlina lakula. That's the Sefer HaTruma. This is also the sheet of the Baal Amar in Ksubis, that even if we hold like the Yesh Mefarshim, nevertheless we paskin like Rava. Remember, we saw Rava on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and he maintains that labayla ain't a tzricha bedika. Say it again.
Rach also was in
there. No. We'll get to Rach in a minute. I'm just talking about the Baal Amar, for example. The Baal Amar says that we have to paskin lekula. We paskin lekula. Why? Because since Rava, who's Basra, paskins akola baile ainzar ainatzricha b'dika daf yud aleph. Therefore, ainatzricha b'dika. However, Rabbeinu Chananel is of the opinion that in this machlokas of two versions of Shmuel, we paskin lechumra, and the Ran in Masechta Shmuis, as we'll soon see, Mitzvah Hashem brings a proof for Rabbeinu Chananel, because if you look in the Brisa here of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, we're talking about Ksuba. If it was only a takana for Trumas, why should she lose a Ksuba? The whole discussion here is about Ksuba. Therefore, says the Ran, that we should really interpret this Brisa as Rabbeinu Chananel does, in terms of Isha Labaila Ubalo Sekes. And according to Rab Chanina ben Antignos, even though she's not Osekes Petaros, because again the Brisa is addressing Hilchas Ksubas, and therefore the Gemara, when it says in the name of Shmuel that we paskin like Rab Chanina ben Antignos, is talking about an Isha She'eno Sekes Petaros. So Mirza Hashem will come back to Rabbeinu Chananel in a few minutes. Again, the Ran says in Shavuos that Rashi decides to paskin that Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi decides to paskin against Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, and the reason for that is because Rava is a Basra, and therefore according to Rashi, if she's not Osekes Petaros, she doesn't need a Bedika, even though Rav Chanina ben Antignos would require a Bedika, but nevertheless we don't paskin like Rav Chanina ben Antignos. And that was the tradition of Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiyah, the name of Shmuel. So it comes out like this. If we look at all the Mishnayos, let's take a minute and we'll open up to the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Kol Ayad Hamarba Livdok Benoshim Mishubachas. According to Rashi, we have to be talking about an Isha Shosekes Betaros. Pufaker. If she's not Osekes Betaros, Rabbi Zeir already advocated that she should not make a Bedika. So what's this Mishubachas?
What could be in Shalayim Tastashmish?
Maybe. But then you're going very far. I mean, we don't find that in Isha Labaila. I mean, maybe. I don't know.
She doesn't have to.
I mean, if you want to give her credit for being Machmir, give her credit before Tashmish. Then we have the Mishnah Daf Yudalad of an Aleph. Derech Benos Yisrael Mishamshos Vishnei Edim. Says Rashi. But let's finish the Mishnah. Echad lo v'echad lo v'atznuos misaknos shlishi l'sakenes habayis. Says Rashi, l'sakenes habayis. Chloma livdok lifnei tashmish u'lohokin atzmo l'baylo v'u'adin l'chol nashim. This Mishnah is that describing the derech nashim to be mishamshos with bedikos, that's referring to all women who are in l'chol nashim k'nisnan b'perikama, back in the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph, u'bishah she overes l'shamesh es besa v'had enok et snuos. He says at she tivdok l'fnei tashmish ze ein bodek es bo l'fnei tashmish acher. The tznua is a woman who doesn't use the same aid for a bedika twice. But again, we're clearly talking about the case of a woman who's Osekes Petaros. The Magid Mishnah points out that this Mishnah, on Daf Yudalid, is the source for the Shitas HaRamba. The Rambam, as we'll soon see, is of the opinion that there's such a thing as a bedika kodem tashmish. We'll get to the Rambam in just a minute. And finally, we have the Mishnah Daf Tesvav, which we saw before. Okay. The Rosh in Simon Hay, here in Perek Aleph de Nida, brings Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel holds that there's machlokes amoraim with regard to Rabbi Yehuda Shita in the name of Shmuel. And Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos is talking about a case of Labaila Shalom Osekes Betaros. And Rabbeinu Chananel says we have to be machmir like this by the Omar. But that's only Reb Chanina ben Antignos in a case of an Isha she'ein lo veses. An Isha she'esh lo veses, then she doesn't need a v'dika l'baila, or except for the Yom Vesta, yes, the Borish on Yom Vesta. But other than that, if an Isha has a veses and she's not Osekes Petaros, that's the Mishnah on Daf Yom Aleph. And the Gemara says over there explicitly that it's only Migu, once they established a Bedika for Taros, then they went ahead and required a Bedika Labaila. So that's the Shita of the Rosh in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rosh himself says, I agree with Rashi, but I can't argue with Rabbeinu Chananel, called Dvar of Divrei Kabbalah. So it comes out that according to Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Rosh accepts Rabbeinu Chananel, Alocha, a woman, Sheila Veses, is going to need a Bedika Labaila, even though she's not Osekes Betara, and that's Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos. Even though there's another Shita, that Shmuel never accepted Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, but nevertheless, we have to be Mach. Then we get to the Rambam. The Rambam Shita, in Perek Dalet, Alocha Tesayin, is Kol Anoshim Tzrichos Bedika, the Mishnah on Daf Yudalim. Okay, let's go back again to the Mishnah on Daf Yudalim. And the Mishnah says, Derech Benos Yisrael, Shehein Mishamshos B'shnei Eid Echad Lo. Obviously, Echad Lo is after Tashmish. The Echad Lo. And there's going to be, according to the Rambam, a requirement of Bedika Lifnei Kodem Tashmish, and two Bedikos, his and hers, Liachar Tashmish. The Rambam says, Derech Benos Yisrael Shemeshamshos Beveiz Edim. That Mishnah is not talking about Osekes Petaros, but Kol Anoshim. The only distinction is that if she's an Isha, she Yesh Lo Veses, the Rambam holds that she and her husband both have to make a Bedika Liachar Tashmish. The Bedika Liachar Tashmish is going to establish that she wasn't Pirsah Nida during Tashmish, but Lifnei Tashmish, that's not a Chiyuv, that's only Midas Hatznius. So the Mishnah says Hatznuos, Mishamshos Mishnei Edim. It means the following. The Rambam splits it into two. The Shnei Edim of his and ours, that's Liachar Tashmish. That's a requirement even in the case of an Isha She'esh Lo Veses. In the case of Isha She'esh Lo Veses, she, if she's a Tznua, will do a Bedika even before Tashmish. But that Bedika is not a Chiyuv, but it's only a Midas Hatznius, as the Mishnah says. That's the case of an Isha She'esh Lo Veses. In the case of an Isha She'ein Lo Veses, then she has to make a Bedika, she and her husband, to be Bonek after Tashmish, and she before Tashmish. So it comes out according to the Rambam that Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, who says Mishamshos Be'edim, he's referring to an Isha She'ein Lo Veses. And what it means is that if she has a Veses, she'll need a Bedika
and he needs a bedikah lacha tashmish. However, Rav Chanina ben Antignos says that kodem tashmish, she needs a bedikah, but that's only in a case of a laveses. If she has a veses, then it's not a chova, it's only a midas atzlius. The question is, how does the Rambam interpret the Mishnah Daf Tesvav? Kol anoshim becheskas tarol baleihem. We're going to have to say it's referring to an isha sheyesh laveses, and we're talking about the bedika kodem tashmish. The language of the Mishnah is very difficult. It says kol anoshim becheskas tarol, but the Rambam is going to have to learn that kol anoshim becheskas tarol baleihem is talking about it. Every woman that has a veses. A woman that doesn't have a veses is obligated, based on Rav Chanina ben Dosa, to make a bedikah before tashmish. After tashmish, every woman has to make a bedikah, even if she is yesh la veses. The Ravid disagrees with the Rambam, and he says on Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara says clearly, Rabbi Zera says, also lived on kodem tashmish. How can you tell me, according to the Rambam, that in the case of an isha sheish laveses, if she's a tznua, she'll make a bedikah before tashmish? So my mission is going to try to explain the Rambam. Again, the Rosh himself says that it's logical to understand the Gemara like Rashi, and the halach is like Rav Chanina ben Antignos, but only as far as Taras is concerned. Again, Rav Chanina ben Antignos went as far as to require a bedikah in an ein laveses, even shalom sekis petas. But when we paskin halacha Rav Chanina, that's only in terms of taros. But if she's einos sekis petaros, then she doesn't have to make a bedikah. That part of Rav Chanina we didn't accept, but he can't be mekil against Rabbi Chananel, because kol dvarav divrei kapal. So now we get to the Shitas HaRif. The Rif is in two places. He's at the very beginning of Masechta Shavuos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and there he quotes Rav Chanina ben Antignos, and he paskins halacha like Rav Chanina ben Antignos. But then he writes that he explained it in Masechta Ksubis at the end of Perek Almon. In Ksubis, the Rif explains, Hein evuseha v'tikuneha, says the Rif, that if she was Meshamesh first time, second time, and third time, if she finds Dam either on her aid or on his aid, that's Harehen Ivusel. She becomes Huchzika Kiroam Dam Machmas Tashmish. I mean, that's one interpretation of the Rif. And therefore, she's an Enobas Tashmish Yotzien Abalok Suba. If, on the other hand, there was a double checking of Beis Eidim, one Echad Lo V'Echad Lo, Gimel Palamim, the Lo Nimtza Dam Bi Echad Mehem, neither one of them found Dam, Harei Hein Tikuna. It means she's like all Nashim. And he writes, Halacha Kireb Chanina Ben Antignos. So again, even though in Masechta Shavuos the Rif doesn't explain the statement of Rav Chanina ben Antignos, nevertheless, he brings the case of an Isha Sharoa Dam Machmas Tashmish, which is a sugya nida daf samach vav. And in such a case of Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish, Chayeves Lizgarish mi Baila. So that's what the Rif says in Masechta Shavuos. In Masechta Ksubis, he expands on this to explain Rav Chanina ben Antignos himself. And he says that in the first three Tashmishim, once, twice, and three times, if you find Dam on one aid and not on the other aid, we'll soon see what happens if there was a Dam on one aid, that's enough to establish that Ivuseha, she's Hulksaka Nida. If, on the other hand, there was no Dam on either one of the two Eidim, then harehein kitikuna. The question is going to be, according to the Rif, what happens if they only made one bedika with harehein or his hein? Is that enough to be metaken her, such that she never needs a bedika henceforth? The Baal Hamar argues on the Rif, and he says that the bedikas of Rechanina ben Antignos are not relevant legerishin, as the Rif interprets, that if on three consecutive occasions there's dam on one of the two edim, he has to divorce her. But rather, Rav Chanina ben Antignos is coming to argue with Rabbi Meir and to establish that he doesn't have to be megarisha. Enochinami, says the Baal Hamar, tashmish be edim, tashmish be edim, she needs edim for tashmish. If she finds dam, she has to be porish, and she's chayav a karma. But if she doesn't find dam, that's already tikkuna. And therefore, Rav Chanina ben Antignos never went as far as to say that there's a chiyuv karma. And the Baal Hamar goes a step further. He says that this din applies even in the case of Asuka Bitaros, and the migu of once they were sacking Bidika for Taurus, they were sacking Bidika Labaila. Even if you assume that Rav Chanina ben Antignos was not saying anything as far as Taurus specifically, like the Islam of Farshi Rashi, but rather Rav Chanina ben Antignos is referring even to what? Enos Sekes Bitaros. Nevertheless, he says to Baal Hamar that since it's the Machlokas Amorayim, and we saw this far before, Rava is a Basra, and he paskins on Daf Yud Beis, in the middle of the Daf, that Labaila Eina Tzricha Bedika. Therefore, the Baal Hamar agrees to Rashi, and La Locha Lamaisa, Isha Labaila doesn't require Bedika. So it seems that the Rif is of the opinion that the Bedikos of Rav Chanina ben Antignos is in order to clarify that she's not a roa dal machmas tashmish, and for that all she needs is chazak of gimel pa'amim, whether or not latira or laosral baila. And therefore, according to the Rif, this whole discussion about Rav Chanina ben Antignos and paskin like him is only relevant to the first three tashmishim. That's the shita of the Ran in interpreting the Rif. The Ran is in Masechta Shavuos, but we never will see it inside. I wasn't feeling well, so I wasn't able to print out the Ran for you, but you know, everyone has a Ran in Shavuos, you can look it up. Now, I'll just end with one more point here. The Ran in Shavuos, the Ramban in Melchavos in Ksuvos, and in other places, Hilchosov, the Rashba Taurus Abayis, and the Beis Yosef accepts all those shitos. In the Rif, they say, "Kol Isha She'ein Lo Veses," any woman who doesn't have a Veses, Shenises, Ischayemis Bebedikos Elu, Lachzika She'ena Roa Damach Mastashmish, the Achre Gimel Pa'omim, and then what Rav Zera says is that we prefer that she doesn't make any bedikos. That's referring to after she made these three consecutive bedikos and there was no dam. After that, bedika is not recommended. It's discouraged. And again, all this is referring to Rav Chanina ben Antignos and Anisha She'en lo veses. The Rambam we saw is machmir, even in the case of an isha sheyesh la veses, but only requiring a bedika liachar tashmish. Correct, liachar tashmish. The Rif doesn't recognize any requirement of bedika in a case of yesh la veses. After all, Rav Chanina ben, I think this is only referring to an isha she'ein la veses, and even according to the Rif, that we paskin like Rav Chanina ben, I think that's only for the first three tashmishim. Once she was established on tikkun that she's not a roi dal machmas tashmish, henceforth, you don't need any bedika labayla, and it's even discouraged. But that's only b'medvar amur b'isha she'en lo vesis. But isha she'en lo vesis, the Rif says you rely on chazaka, and Rab Chanina ben Atikas never required a bedika in that case, as opposed to the Rambam, who requires a bedika even in the case of an isha she'en lo vesis. Liachar tashmish, the tznua, according to the Rambam, is going to make a bedika even kodem tashmish. In the case of an isha she'en lo veses, then there's an absolute chiyuv, according to the Rambam, to be bodekes, both before tashmish, that's one aid, and after tashmish with two aidim. And that's why, you know, there's reason or room to be machmir. Even in the case of an isha she'esh lo veses, according to the Rambam Shita. And again, the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. But again, Rabbeinu Chananel is interpreting that if Rabbi Yehuda the name of Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, that's only Eshalola Taros, that's only in the case of an isha she'esh lo veses. An isha she'esh lo veses, they never required bedika except b'shas vesta. So it comes out that even this istam of farshe, who set up a chiyuv bedika lebaila, regardless of us oseg petaros, if we accept both Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rif, that requirement is only in an isha she'ela veses, and according to the Rif, it's only for the first three tashmishim, not beyond. Rabbeinu Chananel would say that in an isha she'ela veses, she requires bedika not only on the first three tashmishim, but henceforth, because we're always being choshesh that she may have seen dam, she has no chazaka, she's a veses, and she may see dam machmas tashmish, so she always requires a bedika. That's the special chumrah of Rabbeinu Chananel, but it only requires in the case of an isha she'en lo veses. To the best of my knowledge, the only rishon who requires a bedika labayla, even in the case of an isha she'yesh lo veses, is the Rambam shita. But even the Rambam is only requiring bedika liachar tashmish, correct? To make sure that she didn't see dam machmas tashmish. Lifnei tashmish, she has a chazaka, and only the tznuos have to make a bedika before tashmish. Mashenken, according to the Rambam, isha she'en lo veses, she has not only a tznius, a bit of tznius, kodem tashmish, but an absolute. Okay, Rabbos, I will. We'll stop here.
Oh yeah.
My problem is I prepare myself a tea, but I don't drink.
It was a good signal. What did you
say?
It was good. I exactly did. So I was like on board.
I applaud you if you were able to tolerate my.
But I wanted to show you that the Bisyon said he has the teruts. According to the poskim that hold that you're not supposed, so what does the mean call Ayada Mabah to go to Noise and Shiva? So maybe Shah Stash. Stop it. Just make sure she's not a leader. He brings it in the name of the Rashba.
And he allows Sekas Bataris.
What? Yeah, not a Sekas Bataris, but not Lebailo. Because what's the reason not Lebailo? Because the Benoit point. Why he's going to be scared that maybe she got an Argosha. But it's time to make sure, you know, like in the middle of the.
Why would she do such a thing? It's a pellet.
To make sure.
It's a long basis, no?
וכל הנוח דלאה לאחר, after he brings the sheet of the Rashba, לאחר שהוא מזכה שאינו עובד בשעת תחת מבואות, את נחת כל היד המעבדים בגבונו שמשובח, אז מסתבר לי דווקא בשאינו עובד בשם יש בייסד, כי אם דלאי כבעל, לא יקל המייך של שם הליבוי נגד.
Right. Okay.
It's just like...
Maybe it's good to see the Rashba inside.
Yeah.
I'm going to drink it.